Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Thereof is as the flower of the field, the grass withereth, the flower fainteth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, day of death, and there is no discharge in that war. Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
All right, shalom, 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 shalom.
I'm just checking to make sure everything is activated. Hopefully I am coming through. I know there's going to be a little bit of delay here this evening. Let me get a chat here. All right. Just looks like only two of us in the room tonight. But praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. The King is coming. Well, saints of the Most High Yah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. That's good to hear, good to see. Considering a lot of what's been going on lately. We know the Hasatan, the enemy, the god of this world, he fights the children of Yah continually. Let me thank Yah for that war. Hallelujah. 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 Well, saints of the Most High Yah, it's been some eventful weeks here in this area. Been good how we can see that the Most High has shown His provision once again, shown His protection, shown that He supplies all of our needs according to His riches and glory, and we thank Him for that. Hallelujah. 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 And we see, and I'm very thankful that Brother Steve got moved with the help of Brother Paul, a.k.a. Brother Ugly. They're able to get that endeavor taken care of. Even with resistance, they still overcome. And we can thank the Most High Yah for that. Even that. Also come to pass was the 100th episode of the Straightway News. 100 episodes. I'm like, wow. It seemed like no time. It was Brother Paul took the endeavor to... took out to start doing that, and now here we are, 100 episodes later. We pray the Most High Yah give us grace and mercy for another 100 episodes and everything that happens as we get closer and closer, as time draws near for us to getting home. We got a lot to be thankful for, saints. So much to be thankful for. And this I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right. Yes, I'm just checking on the chat real quick. Hallelujah, and bless you all that are joining us this evening. Be you a friend or foe, whoever you may be, I pray the word of Yah will richly edify you, richly bless you. And we thank Yah for the word yesterday on self-defense and what Yah's mind is towards self-defense. For He is a man of war. He will not have His people unprotected. He would not have us to be ignorant. Our Elohim loves us very much. Like I said before, He shall supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are a blessed people to have such a heavenly host there continually, ministering spirits. The Elohim of all creations, the Creator Himself, dwelling on the inside, taking care of everything on the outside. We know in the end that He's going to be victorious. He's going to be mighty in battle. Who is this King of Glory? Ah, yeah. We know who is this King of Glory. Oh, bless Yah. Bless Yah. With all of my soul, all of my might, all of my strength. Because without Him, it is evident that we can do nothing. And we thank Yah even for that. He is our sufficiency. And we move on. Well, saints, we have been in quite a lengthy study, quite a lengthy fellowship in the book of Hebrews. Been in chapter 11 for a while, and we're going to continue, and possibly we might close out the chapter tonight. I'm praying that everyone has been edified, have received understanding and knowledge and wisdom, whatever Most High would have to impart unto you, the hearer, unto you, the child, unto you, the servant, in this time, in this hour. Because we're in a chapter, well, if I can use the word, we're in a section of the book of Hebrews, the epistle, where it talks about faith. Very pivotal to the believer in Yeshua. Very pivotal to the child of the Most High Yah. This we do say, hallelujah, glory to his name. His mercy endureth forever. And I pray again this night, you know, as an administrator in the realm of teacher, that again, I may be of service to you again this evening as we fellowship with the Word and we learn of the Word. And he guides and leads our feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to continue in Hebrews 11. I'm going to read verse 13. We might go through a lot of verses tonight, considering, you know, we have went through a lot of examples of faith. Living faith, by faith, through faith, now faith. And I really make emphasis on these words as the teacher, and you know, every broadcast I've been making emphasis, praying that you would grasp the reason and the understanding why, even in the King James Version, even in this English version, why certain words were used. And I always make emphasis words, even when I'm reading on Shabbat, you can actually hear the way I read, the inflection, there's always somehow a teaching going on while I read, making emphasis on a lot of words as I speak. Because I know the Word speaks to us. And here we are, servants of the Most High Yah, communicators of that very Word which we hear, not only with our tongues, but also with our lives, also with our deeds, also with our doings. So a lot is going on. There's a lot taking place in our time in this hour, where the Hasatan is taking the majority of the populace and dragging them down to a burning hell. He's bringing them to, you know, the depths of destruction. And as the years and years go by, the more and more portals are being allowed to be open so that more and more wicked spirits can rule and reign and roam this earth. And the people of Yah, there must be a standard raised in this time, in this hour. We, even though we are few, we have the majority, the one that has our back. We have the Creator of all living, the living Elohim, the Father of spirits. He reigns supreme over them all, and they know it. They must operate even themselves within the construct and the power of his Word. We, the people of Most High Yah, must understand that and must use that Word to keep things in consistency. To keep things in check, we are here to check the spirits. Even the ungodly made confession that we are here to reprove their thoughts. The people of Yah, to reprove their ways, to reprove their doings. And they're going to try us and they're going to test us to see whether this thing, this Elohim that we speak of, how strong is he within us? We will be proven. We will be tried. We will be tested. But it's all for our good. It's all for his glory. Hallelujah. 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 And it says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises. The word promises, we are the children of promise, and we're going to hit on that tonight. That is a huge word. And I put emphasis on that word as I speak. These all died, how? In faith, not out of faith. They died within it. They were in the body of it. There was a living substance that was in them, and they were in it. Beautiful relationship here. When we look at faith at its true essence, living faith, faith that actually shows itself, that manifests itself. It was faith that, if I can say, hung on the tree. I'm talking about the essence of Yeshua HaMashiach. There was a lot of, oh, hallelujah. What he did on the tree to make a way for us, a highway of holiness, the work that took place by faith. Through faith. Again, by, we're saying identifying the agent. When we use the word by, it's identifying the agent performing an action. Anytime we see the word through, then it means through faith. We hear by faith and through faith. It means it's continuing in time toward the completion of. So it's a faith that's continually building upon itself. It's growing. It's maturing. And then there is a by faith that through this agent and clamoring and cleaving to this agent, there is always an action performed. And we're going to see the actions of many. And these are a testimony. These are examples for us that we that read these, knowing that this is our family, this is our brothers and our sisters that went on before us. The same thing with what was executed in them by faith, through faith, that was manifested in them by faith, through faith. The same is the same for us. It can be well with us if we believe. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, the promises, and embraced them. And because they embraced him, because we embrace, this is our strength, this is our purpose, this is what propels us, the people of Yah, to go through the storms, go through the trials, go through the tribulations. Because we know this is here to get us up higher, to get us home, stepping stones, like climbing a mountain. And we're always ascending and not descending as the people of Yah, as each day counts down in our life. And if we stay in the faith, we're getting that much closer to home. We're climbing, we're climbing, we're going up, we're going up, we're going up. Hallelujah. But these people, they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. We know that within ourselves, the true people of Yah, they know, look all around. And receiving the word of Yah in them, and by faith and through faith, they understand that this place that we're temporarily dwelling in, we know this is not our home. Therefore, we act as strangers and pilgrims. Strangers. We're strange to them that are children of the flesh. Strange to them that are children of the world. Strange to them that are children of the wicked one. And I thank Yah for being strange. He said we were going to be a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We're going to be set apart, sanctified. Going to be diverse from all the other peoples of the earth because it's something that was within us. We have the living substance within us. Hallelujah. And these all died in faith, had the living substance within them, even though they didn't receive the promise. And here we are, the children of Yah, in this time, this hour, if I can use the word dispensation, we have received the promise. We have received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We have received the gift. We have received eternal life. We know this within our being. We have passed from death unto life. Whereas we know we walk, though we walk in the flesh, we do not live after the flesh. It's a beautiful thing. It's a mighty thing. It's a mighty work. If we just sit back sometimes and just meditate on our Elohim, meditate on our Savior. Savior, the Savior. Hallelujah. 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 It says, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And it says, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now we desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore, Yah is not ashamed to be called their Elohim. For he hath prepared for them a city. And then we go into the by and by again. Listen, saints. By. Identifying the agent performing an action. Identifying the agent performing an action. Faith, faith, faith. It says by faith. What happened when Abraham did something by faith? When faith was the propelling action, when faith was a propelling agent, when faith was the power, it was the forwarding agent, it was the supporting agent. Listen to this, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, what did he do? He offered up Isaac. And we went through that before, earlier in the book of Hebrews, where it talked about that. Now it's repeating it again. So it's making emphasis on this very agent, that everything that happened here was done by faith. He was tried by faith. He offered up Isaac by faith. You could see now the agent performing an action. When he offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac, the child of promise, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Isaac, the child of promise. And it is not as though the word of Yah hath taken none effect. Not as though the word of Yah hath taken none effect. For they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children. But it says, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh. Hear that? These are not the children of Yah. But the children of promise are counted for the seed. In Isaac, a child that was conceived in a barren womb, but Yah delights in taking a barren womb and making it fruitful. As was told Sarai, and at Abraham, and both of them balked within themselves. Hey, we're old, you know, looking at their natural, you know, substance. Yeah, I'm 90, I'm 100. I mean, it does not continue in this manner anymore. But by faith and through faith, conception was made. The promise was delivered. The child was born. Also, let us continue on. Whom it is was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. What I just got through reading out of, I just kind of pivoted over to Romans chapter 9. And I read 6 through 8 for all those that are keeping notes. And I implore you to go back and, if you have time, if you desire, to read before and after and really, really meditate. Really meditate on what is being said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abraham was accounting that Yah was able. This was by faith. All this is by faith. This is an action. We see all the actions taking place here. And we see the one agent that was performing all this action. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. It's magnificent. It's mighty. Counting that Yah was able to raise him up. Abraham believed Yah. Even from the dead, by faith, they received all this assurity, all this courage, everything by faith. From whence also he received him in a figure. I'm looking at that and I'm going, whoa, that is the same action that took place with the mighty Elohim and his only begotten son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. And we look at that figure and we look at what we done read here and it's like, whoo, faith is doing something. Faith is manifesting something. Faith is really putting down. Not in a bad manner, but it's really becoming a witness for us. It's in samples and examples and everything that was written aforetime, that was written for our admonition, for our learning. Upon new home, the ends of the world are come. And we're in that time and that hour and everything. And here we are, the people of faith. Of faith. And that should be our testimony, that as we walk this walk and as we grow in Christ, grow in the knowledge and wisdom of Yeshua HaMashiach, and every day is bringing us through faith. And because of continually in the faith and letting faith have a completion of work in us, then we see the works that are done by faith. Amazing, amazing, real faith. And you got all these things out here in the world, all this anti-Christ crap all these religions calling themselves faith. But you really look down to the nitty-gritty. None of it's fruitful. None of it bears fruit. None of it has been, through the epochs of time, been an example. The true and living faith always has a beginning. It had a beginning. We start in the beginning. Faith is being shown its works there. And we see faith at the closing of the book. And we read a testimony of all things that were wrought by this very agent that's of the Most High. All this other stuff out here called faith. Thieves, robbers, pillagers, extortioners. It's not faith. Nothing being produced. Nothing living. Nothing being communicated. Nothing being shared. Nothing being edified. From whence also we received him in a figure. Then it says, by faith. Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Let me go here, and I'm going to use Esau here. Esau, and I'm going to Genesis chapter 27. I'm going to read to you verse 29 real quick concerning what we have read here. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. I'm reading verse 29. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be master over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. Going down a little bit. Going to verse 39 here. I implore you to read this whole chapter, because there's a unique thing going on here between Jacob and Esau. As his father told Esau to go out and fetch him some venison. His father loved venison. Isaac loved venison so much. In verse 38, it says, And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And it says, And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of the heaven from above. But it says, And by thy sword shalt thou live, and thou shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. Unique thing going on here, but this was all in the construct of Yah. All in the construct of Yah. I'm going back a little bit in Genesis 27, verse 26, and his father Isaac said unto him, come now, here now, here, near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is the smell of a field which the master hath blessed. Therefore, Yah, give thee the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let the people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be master over thy brethren and thy mother's son bow down to thee. Cursed be to everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, that Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau, his brother, came from his hunting. I ask you to read that whole chapter. That is amazing. Amazing. I wouldn't use the word story, but it's amazing. Good story. Good testament. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High, Yah. Verse 21, Hebrews 11. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon his staff. Upon that, let us look over here in Genesis chapter 48. Read a little bit of that account. We're all dealing with by faith. By faith. We're looking at all the actions that this agent performed. And this is Genesis 48. And we're going to look at verses 13 through 20. Let us read a little bit here. I'm going to start at verse 12. It says, and Joseph, Genesis 48, verse 12, and Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And it says, and Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand. You got Joseph here now taking charge, wanting, you know, certain blessings to come on the certain son that he wanted the blessing upon. Listen to this. And this is all by faith. By faith. We're going to look at this action. Beautiful. Beautiful. Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. Then it says, and Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, Elohim, before all my fathers, Yahweh, before all my fathers, Abraham and Isaac did walk, the Elohim which fed me all my life along unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads. And let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac. And let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, "Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head." Verse 19, and his father refused and said, "I know it, my son. I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations." And he blessed them that day, saying, "In thee shall Israel bless, saying, Yah make thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh." And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. So we see again here what was done, what was wrought by faith. We see the action. But we see here, you know, as we're leading up and as we're going through the patriarchs in a successive order, and we see the maturity and the planting of Israel taking place, the nation of Yah coming forth, the nation of Yah being spoken into being. And we can see all the action that faith wrought. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Verse 22, and it says, "By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones." And this, let us go to Genesis 50. We'll go to verse 24 and 25. I just love how the Most High Yah has mapped this whole beautiful, beautiful courtship with his people. I mean, this is laid out so intricate, yet so simple. It's laid out so humbly, yet so powerful. We just sit back and really relish what's being said to us, what's being portrayed to us, what's being communicated to us from the scriptures. We're in the actual scriptures. We're in actual works that have showed itself by faithful men who have been empowered by the Spirit of Yah to perform these things. Verse 24, and Joseph said unto his brethren, "I die, and Yah will surely visit you, and bring you out of this land unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." And it says, and Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, "Yah will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence." Amazing, amazing, the progression here, the progression here, the progression here. We're here in the beginning. We're here in seed time. We've been in the book of the seed, and we're commencing our way to the harvest. And we, the people of Yah, that have been manifested in this time, we are in the harvest time. We know that our Messiah waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. So we got to take all these seeds, we being the seeds of Isaac. And Isaac shall thy seed be called. And we've been receiving seed. Shabbat, wherever the Most High God will minister his word. I pray that each and every one of us is taking the things which we have heard. Our eyes have seen, our ears have heard. And put it into our bag that has no holes. And this thing is going to be very profitable to us in the days coming. Because Yeshua even himself says to him that hath, I will give him even the more. And we should not be a people of lack. Even as the Most High Yah is continually nourishing up with us with his word to allow this agent of faith to perform many works, many deeds, many testimonies. If we allow it, many of us have walked according to the course of this world, how we obeyed the dictates of the God of this world. And we got to understand that we've been severed from that now. He is no longer our master. We are no longer slave to him. We are children of the king. We are children of the promise. And we really need to really tell ourselves this and each and every day till it's ingrained in our being. To where we don't have to tell ourselves anymore that we will know it. Got to get to be known even as he knows us. We got to get to that knowing. Too many times we know ourselves from what we see in ourselves. But we will not look through the eye of the word and actually allow us to see how Yah sees us. And if he sees any imperfect way in us, transgression, he is there loving enough to show us, to get us out of that way, to get us closer to him. He loves us to that extent, to that mercy, to that grace, to put this seed of faith down in us, to allow it to flourish, to grow, even though it might be as small as a mustard seed, but it's the greatest of herbs. Herbs for the service. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 23, it says, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. By faith? They didn't even give him an account. Faith is giving an account. Faith is giving a testament here. Faith is given a record. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. Why? Because they saw he was a proper child. By faith gave them that sight. By faith made Moses a proper child. And it says, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. That was by faith. Faith gave them that courage. Do not fear the king's commandment. Because they knew they had a proper child. They knew they had a child from the Most High Yah. By faith gave them that understanding. By faith gave them that knowledge. By faith gave them that wisdom to hide him 3 months. Again in verse 24 says, by faith again. By and by, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. I, even myself, refused to be called a heathen, refused to be called a wicked one. Now I'm talking about after the sort of this world. We are no longer of them. That is no longer our dwelling. That is no longer our habitation. There was angels in glory that left their habitation. And I've seen people. Most High had prepared a place for them. and they had a habitation and they squandered it. Just like Esau, for a little morsel of this world, a little morsel of the flesh, a little morsel of the pleasures and desires of this temporal life. So by faith, Moses, when he was calmed years, when he had come consciously to who he was, by faith, let him know who he was. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Why? Because he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of Yah. Why? Than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. By faith allowed him to suffer affliction. Why, he had a great esteeming. Moses had a great esteeming by faith. Esteeming the reproach of Christ. And we should be esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. For he had great respect. He had respect unto the recompense of the reward. And we, if we faint not in well-doing, we shall receive in due time. Wages of sin is death. And Moses did not want them wages. He saw that even the reproach of Christ, suffering with the people of Yah, that there was a richness there. There was a greater substance. And we got to understand that we, the people of Yah, when we now have true family, when we suffer together, when we go through trials and tribulations together, and we become triumphant, when we help each other triumph over anything that we may be going through or whatever attack. That we're putting money, if I can say this as an example, we're investing in the heavenly. We're putting up storage. We're putting real money. I can use the word money, in a place where thief cannot rob. No rust, no moth, nothing can touch it. And it will have interest if we faint not in well-doing. We need to invest in Yah. Too many years we've invested in ourselves and found that we have failed miserably. Well, when you find out, when you invest in Yah, you invest with His family, and you sow into His family, that you're going to reap a harvest. You're going to reap that which is living. You know, it's not going to return to you dead. By faith, real, true, living faith. And we see what we've been reading all before us. These are our brothers. These are our sisters. These are our fathers, our patriarchs, our mothers. And if they're able to perform that at that time with the Holy Spirit dwelling outwardly. And here we are with the Holy Spirit dwelling inwardly now. Children of the promise. Now you can see why Christ said, the greater works shall ye do. And even Christ himself esteemed the suffering allowed himself to be smitten, scourged, plucked, beaten. Because he had, his eyes were on a more enduring substance. And our eyes should be more on the more enduring substance. And we're getting seeds here. And should be receiving seeds here of testimonies, of accounts of enduring substances. Then again it says, by faith he forsook Egypt. We all say, by faith we forsook the world. We forsook friends. We forsook natural family. And this is all a work of faith. Not conjured up. And I'm not going to use that word. Even though I did. But it's a word that it, I will say that it was not by our own doings. Not by our own works. Not by something that we built and fashioned of our own power. But I think by faith Moses forsook Egypt. Not fearing the wrath of the king. Why? By faith. Boy, this faith, if anyone that stays immersed in it and allowed it to do its perfect work in you, as patience would have by faith. For he endured as seeing him who is invisible by faith, by faith. By faith, by faith. You know, even though we have not laid eyes upon him, our hands have not handled, and we have not touched, we have not beheld the Messiah, the HaMashiach. But there is something in us of a greater magnitude, of a greater wealth, of a greater power, continually feeding us that he is the I Am, that I Am the Alpha, the Omega, the author, and the finisher, letting us know day by day what our substance is, what our strength is, hallelujah, one who clothes us, the one who shelters us, the one who embraces us. As seeing him who is invisible. And then we started, go to verse 28. It says, through faith. He kept. Through faith. Through. Continuing in time. Toward the completion of. Through faith. He kept the Passover. And the sprinkling of blood. Lest he that destroyed the firstborn. Should touch them. Verse 29, by faith, they passed. By faith. Faith was the agent performing an action. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. Something about faith, it defies a lot of the times the natural understanding of this world. Who would think? As they approached the Red Sea, who would have it in their minds and their hearts and their spirits that this is going to be the avenue to separate them from Egypt? This was going to be that was not in their heart. It was not even in Moses' heart and mind. But he was told, you know, to hold up thy staff, hold it up, keep it up. While the waters were preparing to part from one side to the other. There had to have been some sight to actually come upon a sea and not see a path. And here you are looking behind you, and the Egyptians are closing fast. And you're blocked. By a whole body of water. Just seeing, you know, what's going on in the people's minds, the people's hearts. You know, we've been traveling. to join in this far, and we can't go no farther, where shall we go? So the Most High, he raised up a standard. The staff, rod, was held high. The waters parted. The people crossed. The Egyptians pursued. But as soon as the last child of Israel stepped foot on the other side, on the dry land, the water closed on their enemies. By faith. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians attempting to do, they were drowned. By faith. Do you believe Yah? Do you believe Yah to deliver you from your enemies, to separate you from them that pursue you, them that desire your hurt, your harm, your danger? Yes, he will. He is a man of war. You want to see his wrath riled up? Touch the apple of his eye. You mess with the children of Yah. Then you will see the wrath of the Father. And I will gladly, humbly run behind the Father, grab his cloak, grab his robe, hide behind him. Point my finger at the enemy and tell my Father, hey, they desire to hurt me. They're trying to do this. They're trying to do that. I will make my supplication known to him. And he will look upon them angrily. And his finger will go forth. He will destroy our enemies before our eyes. And I've seen him do it many times. They may try to pursue us, but that's going to be cut off in due time if we faint not. Verse 30, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell. Down. Walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed. About 7 days, this was by faith. The people received the command, do this. And they obeyed. And faith showed itself by bringing down a fortified wall of a city. And it says, by faith, even that same city, the harlot Rahab, a harlot? Rahab perished not with them that believed not. Because she had the testimony that she believed. There was terror all around. There during Joshua leading and guiding. All the people around there feared the Israelites. All the people around that land feared the children of Yah. And she knew, and she had a testimony, and she knew within herself who these men were. By faith, harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. She hid them. And then when it was known to the king that the spies were with her, you know, some would say, well, she lied. Now she protected. And because she protected, because she believed, the reason why the spies were there and they knew what the purpose of Yah was, she protected. And by faith, Yah protected the spies. And by her obedience, by her belief, she will perish not. Because she believed. Even though, you know, but she was a harlot. Doesn't matter. We see him in Yeshua's time. There was one to come and washed his feet. There was one that was being stoned, caught in the very act of adultery. He that without sin, let him cast the first stone. They all left from the oldest to the youngest. Woman was lifted up that was accused of adultery, and where are thine accusers? And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me. Tale of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets. By faith, huh? Who, again, there's another word, through faith, continuing in time, because we've been continuing in time. Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, through faith. Escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight. Turn to fight the armies of the aliens. Said women receive their dead raised to life again through faith. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings, yeah. Moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. It was like, you know, Moses said, I know the riches of Egypt compares nothing with suffering with the people of Yah, with suffering the reproaches of Christ. Just as we're reading here, by faith, through faith, by and by, till the morning comes, all the saints of Yah are gathering home. Of tell the story of how we have overcome, and we'll understand it together by and by. Hallelujah. Yeah. Of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yeah. Moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. Were tempted. Were slain with the sword. They wandered in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. And the world is not worthy of the people of Yah, of the children of the Mighty One. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And it says, and these all, having obtained a good report by faith, through faith, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Yah, having provided some better thing for us. You see the provision? By faith, through faith, even though these, by faith and through faith, performed all these great mighty feats, all these great mighty testimonies, all these great works by faith, through faith. He provided some better thing for us. Why? That they, without us, should not be made perfect. So this thing is all together, coming together to a one. They wait on us, the people of the Most High God, to bring this to completion, to bring this to maturity, for he waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. Faith has done mighty works and is still going to do mighty things through the people of Yah. And we are to be thankful that we humble ourselves to be vessels, to be servants of the Creator of all living, that we can seal the testimony and be part of the testimony. We know in ourselves that we have a greater and more and enduring substance awaiting for us. We know that this world is not our home. As we go on in this walk through faith, this is made more solid, more apparent. Even though we have not seen it, we know it is to come. Well, hallelujah, saints of the Most High Yah. Bless you all. Thank you, Brother Paul, again for putting up the scriptures. Notice not that many people. I'm looking here, even in the caller queue, and I see only two. And in the chat, I only see, whew, not that many, few. Well, guess who was meant for the few? We all are examples one for another. We are helpers one to another. This faith we have in us, which the Most High God has given us, it's there to help us, to help one another. You know, we without one another cannot be made perfect. We will not be made complete. Most High God we even read how he has constructed this thing the way he has mapped it. And he allows us to receive the instruction and then walk by the instruction. He wants us to continually be partakers of life. For he himself has tasted death, and he has provided a way of escape for every one of us. So we, the children of the faith, children of the promise, we endure hardness as a good soldier. As the one that is faithful has begun a work in us, he's going to complete it. It's going to be made perfect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High God. Thank you all again for fellowshipping with the word again tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, the King is coming.